This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
And Paula McIntyre is standing by to make some Sicilian-style pizza with tomatoes and olives. How are you?
I'm great, John. How are you?
I'm good. Can I hear birds in the background?
You can, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can. I had the window open.
Where are you, Castle Espy?
No, I'm not. No, I'm definitely not. And you know, it's 10:30 now and they've been blattering on since about 3:30 this morning. So they're very energetic around here.
Right. Yeah. Must be the salty sea air then.
It must be, yeah, because they're they can keep it going now, definitely.
So tomatoes this week. I mean, I bought a tomato. I splashed out and bought a big fat beef tomato this week. And it was because we were making burgers, and it was so big, the when I cut the slice of tomato, it was the full size of the bap, and it was absolutely delicious. But you know what? They're kind of hard to get proper, juicy tomatoes. Some of them are a bit anemic looking.
They are an anemic tasting, if that's the thing. And I think the thing, if that tomato maybe came from Italy, and a lot of the good tomatoes, you know, are coming in from Italy now. And they're a lot nice. This time of year, you know, it's hot there, John. So we're not relying on the greenhouse tomatoes from Holland. So it's, you know, I think that's the thing. Want to get them, you know, nearly, but just that they're growing and they're growing outside. So I mean, I would be able to get some nice Italian tomatoes because there's a few people importing them. Mm-hmm. And that beef tomato you had, which was probably tastier than the burger itself.
Was
when you get a nice tomato, you know, and all it needs is a wee tiny bit of salt, and they're just these flavour bombs in your mouth, aren't they? Normally the person I get my tomatoes from locally, I was with him last week, and he's got these wee tomato plants that just look like bits of grass coming out of the ground. So a wee bit of time to go yet before we get the local tomatoes. But we will be getting English tomatoes, and you know, from the south of England. Mm-hmm. I think it's British tomato fortnight.
All right.
Or should I say. So it's a bit early, but I think they're coming in now. So you know,
hopefully they'll be a bit redder.
Famous. Yeah, Isle of Wight. If you can never get an Isle of Wight tomato, they're beautiful. You know, just like, they're so sweet. But then in July here, I always sort of thought you can't get great tomatoes in Ireland, but you actually can. You know, there's some beautiful varieties and growing in greenhouses. Sure, they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then you get that lovely smell too. You
the
know?
Redder, so the better. So what's the
Sicilian.
What kind of pizza are you making today?
It's a Sicilian style pizza. So the Sicilian pizza, John, would probably been the precursor. You know, it would definitely been the Sicilians who would have taken pizza to America, and that's why in America you get like those, you know, the Chicago style pizza, which is a big fluffy base. And it's like a pie.
Chicago pizza pie.
Yeah. So it would have been in, you know, you go to Naples and the pizzas are thin, you know, as, you know, a model. And then you've got the tomato sauce on top and then the cheese. Well, you've nearly flipped that right in your head for a Sicilian pizza because it's got a big fluffy bottom, you know. Not mentioning any names. Mm-hmm. And then you put the cheese on top of the pizza base. and it's a focaccia base. So, so it's not, you know, the way a normal pizza would be your yeast, your flour and water. This has got oil in it. And then you make your dough up, so it's, and it's, and you put it in like you would a focaccia, so you know about a couple of centimeters thick, into a lightly oiled tray, and just make that pizza dough the way you would, just, you know, flour, water, oil, yeast, salt,
strong bread flour,
or double zero flour you can get very readily now, which is the proper pizza flour, and really fine, and just mix it into a dough and then knead it, just keep battering it around the board for a while, cover it in a lightly oiled bowl, cover it with a damp tea towel, leave it for an hour, knock it back, and that's it, and put that into your tray.
Okay.
So that's your base. So nice big fluffy base, you know, it's not a thin one. And then the mozzarella on top, you know, or whatever cheese you want to, you know, but not mozzarella is the best, you know, nice fresh mozzarella, slice it up and put that all over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top of that I put a tomato sauce with onion, garlic, bit of passata, and cook that down for a while.
So you put the mozzarella on before the tomato sauce then?
So bread and cheese instead of bread and tomato sauce. And then the tomato sauce on top of the cheese. And then what I did was slice some tomatoes over the top, bit of salt, tiny bit of oil, and into a hot oven. And that really is the pizza. So it's really nice. It's completely different because the cheese kind of melts into the bread, John.
Yeah.
So when you slice through that, you've got this lovely tomatoey, you know, just lovely tomato top. And then I threw a few olives and some basil onto that as well. If you want to put meat onto it, you could put some, you know, pepperoni in between your tomatoes. But the tomatoes are the big thing.
And then you can throw over a wee bit of basil leaves or whatever if you want.
Basil or anything like that. Or if you have, I have a wee fresh oregano plant in the oven, in the garden. And it's just, on top of hot tomatoes because they're roasting out of the oven.
And how long and to cook just, then? How long to cook your
pizza?
Not
about 20 minutes. Get your oven cranked up good and high. And that's...
nice and hot.
That's, yeah. And tomatoes, great for you, John. This is actually
perfect if the weather's going to be the way they say it's going to be this weekend. There's a perfect thing. Make it in the house. Take it outside. Sit in your grass and eat it, or sit in your
nice
kitchen.
Nice glass of Italian red wine.
Now you're talking.
And just slice them up, and then nice and hot. And you don't even need meat really. But
no.
You know, it's just, you know, that I just love that combination of, you know, if there's hot tomatoes and bread.
Might go with a wee glass of whiskey. We're going to be talking about whiskey in just a moment.
I don't see why not.
Wash it down.
I'm sure there is a whiskey to go with tomatoes.
We'll find it. Sicilian-style pizza with tomatoes and olives. Recipe on the website, Cooking with Paula podcast, available in the afternoon. You just go to the John Toll Show page and check that out. Or else 030 30 80 55 55, we'll send you one out for your very own self. Paula, thanks a million. Enjoy the pizza.
Thank you. I will, John.
Okay. Take care. Chat to you later.
Take care. Enjoy the whiskey now.
I certainly will.
Okay.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.